بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. According to the West, sometimes Friday is a good Friday, sometimes it's a bad Friday, and sometimes it's a black Friday. But in the life of a Muslim, the light of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, different words are used. Khayru yawmin, the best of days. Sayyidul ayyam, the leader of days. Afdalul ayyam, the most virtuous of days. The best of days, most blessed of days in the life of a Muslim is the day of Friday. So we should not treat the day of Friday like any ordinary day, any other day. The West, well, they have no values, they have no Islam. So for them, Friday is the same as any other day. In fact, Friday is a day to celebrate for them because the weekend is starting. So they will have a drink and they will have a party to celebrate the weekend. But as Muslims, our Friday is a day of Eid. It's a day of celebration. Why? The ulama explained, the celebration is that the entire week Allah gave us tawfiq to read our 5 daily salah. Because Allah gave us tawfiq to observe salah for the entire week, now we will congregate in the Jami Masjid, all the Muslims together, and we will have an Eid now. And this Eid is known as the Jumu'ah Salah. And so there are different things that happens. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person who makes wudu properly and then comes for the Jumu'ah, listens attentively, and does not speak during the khutbah, all the sins that he committed between this Jumu'ah and the next Jumu'ah, plus another 3 days, will be forgiven. About 10 days of forgiveness, but to come with respect and adab, with preparation. He's making wudu properly, and he comes and he listens attentively. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, that we can inculcate this adab, which is coming out very, very rapidly from our lives, and especially the masjid. Sometimes we wonder why the conditions have become such. Why are the Muslims being dishonored and disrespected? We should think that we disrespect Allah Ta'ala's house, that we disrespect deen, and as a result, we are experiencing disrespect and dishonor. So we should come and listen attentively. Not that we come and we make a loud noise in the wudu khana. We sit in a masjid, but we are not paying attention to the dhikr of Allah. Rather, we are paying attention to what Fulan said, what so-and-so is telling me on the WhatsApp, and videos in the masjid. Tarawih time is very, very common. One of the last nights of Tarawih, someone came and said, Maulana, there were youngsters sitting in the back looking at videos in the masjid. So when we are doing such actions, then we bring children to the masjid who are not trained how to behave in the masjid, to make one child satisfied, to satisfy his feelings, where it's not even compulsory on the child to come to the masjid. We bring the child and we sacrifice 100-150 people's salah and their concentration in salah. It's not correct. Likewise, we come in the masjid. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I was sent to break musical instruments. So right in the house of Allah, we allow the sawt of shaitan, the voice of shaitan to blare. And nobody must tell us anything about it. Everybody must keep quiet about it. Our ulama say, when an action is done publicly wrong, a wrong action is done publicly, then the correction also must be done in public. So if you want our sins to be forgiven, then we need to respect the masjid, and our discussion today is respecting the Jumu'ah Salah, listening attentively, not speaking during the khutbah. Here also, it's very sad to note that when we stand on the minbar and give the khutbah, how many adults, some of them hufadh of the Qur'an, sitting in the back making jokes with their friends and talking during the khutbah. So this is absolutely incorrect. So if we want our sins to be forgiven and for the Jummah to be accepted, then we should maintain that adab of the Jummah Salah and maintain the adab of the masjid and the khutbah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the 5 daily salah, one Jummah to the next and one Ramadan to the next, wipes out the sins committed between them so long as a person stays away from committing major sins. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned, certainly every one of you has an opportunity of performing Hajj and Umrah every Friday. The Hajj is fulfilled by performing the Jumu'ah Salah. And the Umrah is completed by anticipating the Asr Salah when you complete the Jumu'ah Salah. Only a limited number of people will have the opportunity of going for Hajj this year and every year. And it's not possible with the systems in place for a person to go every year. But Allah Ta'ala gives us opportunities to get the reward of Hajj. This is a consolation for us. And here again, with adab, with respect, with giving that special attention to the day of Jumu'ah, a person comes, then Allah Ta'ala will give him the reward of Hajj. And if he waits for Asr Salah, the reward of Umrah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, Allah Ta'ala will consider the one who performs 5 acts in one day to be from the inhabitants and dwellers of Jannah. Number 1, visiting the sick. Number 2, attending a funeral. Number 3, fasting on this day. Number 4, to perform the Jumu'ah Salah. And number 5, to free a slave. And lastly for today, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Majid, O you who believe, when the call for Salah is made on Friday, hasten to the remembrance of Allah and leave aside buying and selling. That is best for you if you but knew. From the above verse, we understand the importance of hastening to the masjid for the Jumu'ah Salah. So time management. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. When we in the Haram Sharif, then we want to be early. But when we are at home, this is also Allah Ta'ala's house. This is Allah Ta'ala's house in our locality. Not everybody can make it to the Haram Sharif. But the masjid that is in our locality, all of us can be there. Let us try and come early, especially today. Many people are not working. Let us try and see how we can come early for the Jumu'ah Salah. The person that comes the earliest will get the more reward. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.